Good morning, Rabotai. We're continuing our studies of Eshet Chayil. Yesterday we spoke about the greatest visionary of this world, the Creator. That His Torah that He gave us, as we learned yesterday, is greater than the act for the moment. It's not just a service of God in the moment, but we gave many examples yesterday of how the Torah is the vision of the Creator to solve all human problems before they happen. Perhaps this is the reason why there's a famous Gemara that says in Masechet Pesachim, the Rav Yosef, the great Rav Yosef, on the holiday of Shavuot, would ask his family to make a very, very special dish that he wouldn't request any time of the year, not on Shabbat, not on holidays, not on Sukkot, not on Pesach. The reason that Rav Yosef made this request specifically on Chag HaShavuot, the day we celebrate Matan Torah, in his words, he said the famous words, because if not for this day, Kama Yosef Ika Beshuka, how many Jews are in the street? Simply, it sounds like Rav Yosef was trying to express that all of his accomplishments in his life, anything that he achieved, was because of this day. All the Torah that he learned, all the mitzvot that he fulfilled, all the greatness of Rav Yosef was because of the Torah. Otherwise, he would have been a regular Joe. But the question is, why was it that he expressed this beautiful form of appreciation through a great dish, through great food? If a person is going to show gratitude for Torah, for the wisdom of Torah, for the mitzvot that he does every day for 50, 60, 70 years, why is the proper or more? We would have thought that a person who wants to thank Hashem and show appreciation for the great spiritual achievements of his life would get up and say Hallel, say Nishmat Kol Hai, would celebrate a spiritual accomplishment of many years with a spiritual act, with a tefillah, with something spiritual. It seems a little odd that he would celebrate his life accomplishments of spirituality by telling his family, oh, I want lamb chops tonight. That seems to be like anti his accomplishments. If you're a spiritual person, you shouldn't be so focused on the type of food. Whatever they make you enjoy it. You can enjoy food if you're a spiritual person. That's not my question. The opposite. If you're a spiritual person, you enjoy the physical world even more. But the fact that you're going to tell your family tonight, we have a celebration because I'm not a regular Joe. Look how much I've accomplished in my life. It's all due to the Torah. So therefore, lamb chops tonight. Therefore, I want this food. Seems to be like a little off in the priority in way of celebration. What was Rav Yosef trying to express by specifically asking for a delicacy to be made on this day of Shavuot to celebrate his life of Torah and mitzvot? That's the question. So perhaps the best way to answer this question is through a pasuk in Kohelet. The pasuk says in Kohelet, Re'eh Hayim, Im Isha Asher Ahavta. Re'eh, look for a good life. You want to see a good life? Im Isha Asher Ahavta. Basically, in short, if you have a good wife, you can have a good life. Now, what's called a good wife? That's for a different session. We've been learning Eshet Chayil already for a while. But you have an Eshet Chayil, meaning you appreciate the values and you have such a wife, Re'eh Chayim, you're set up for life. Who could argue with that? But comes the Midrash and says that Shlomo HaMelech was actually giving this pasuk as a mashal. Of course, the mashal itself is obvious. That's why it's a mashal. Everyone knows that if you have a good wife, you're going to have a great life. It's not a question. A wife of wisdom, a wife of strength, a wife of happiness. Who can argue that a great wife is going to give you a great life? You don't need Shlomo HaMelech for that. Shlomo HaMelech is going to teach you something that not everybody knows. So he's just giving this as a mashal. Says the Midrash, what he means is, Re'eh Chayim, Ima Torah Asher Ahavta. Just like it's obvious to everybody, a good wife is going to bring you a great life and produce a lot of beautiful things for you. So too, a person who has Torah, Re'eh Chayim, Ima Torah. If your Torah is authentic, if your Torah is real, Re'eh Chayim, it's going to give you life. Now, what's the mashal and nimshal? Perhaps, why specifically he chose an isha? Because he wants to tell you, just like an isha gives you a good life in this world, the Chayim he's talking about is not the Chayim Olam Haba. Everybody knows Torah gives you Chayim in the next world. For that, you don't need Shlomo HaMelech either. Torah is a spiritual connection to Hashem which will benefit the person for eternity. It's an investment in Olam Hazeh for Olam Haba. Everyone knows that. When he compares the Torah to an Isha, he's coming to tell you the Chayim that I'm telling you about are not the next world Chayim. That's Pshita, that's easy, it's obvious. He's telling you that the Torah gives you Chayim in this world. The Chayim of the Torah that he's referring to is the Chayim that you live with day after day. Re'eh Chayim. This Chayim, this world. Im Isha Asher Ahavta. Make sure you know that the Torah isn't just an investment which you will receive reward in the next world. Unfortunately, there are many, many, many people who look at the Torah and the mitzvot and the strict adherence to the Torah. When I say strict, I mean an authentic connection where the Torah guards your life. There are many people, unfortunately, just ignorance, nothing more than ignorance. They hear the word Olam Haba so many times. So they assume that basically to be an authentic Jew for Olam Haba, So you need to sacrifice olam hazeh. You have to give up happiness in this world. Maybe not all happiness, but you have to give up a lot in this world to be able to gain eternity. That's the purpose of life. The purpose of life is to trade olam hazeh for olam haba. Most people think that. Again, just pure ignorance. And maybe even people in Rav Yosef's time thought that. And they have many proofs for it. Shabbat, my arms are tied. My legs are tied. My mouth is tied. Laws of Taharat HaMishpacha. Kashrut. I can't talk this way. I can't wear that. I can't be there. I can't look at that. I can't. 365 restrictions. And all their branches. Thousands of restrictions. Okay? Sacrifice is sacrifice. For a greater world, it's worth it. That's what they see when they look at a observant Jew. They look at a Talmid Chacham, or they look at a person who is fully connected to Torah and Mitzvot. They say, okay, and a poor guy. Hazit, he's a poor guy that he's poor in the sense of this world. I mean, we get to enjoy the pleasures of life. He's not there with us. We go here, we go there, we do that. This guy's not doing any of these things. But you know what? We do envy his olam haba. We envy where he's going. But poor guy, how he suffers in this world. Kapara. This is how most people view a person connected to Torah Mitzvot. Phil, is that accurate? So comes Shlomo HaMelech and says, don't make that mistake. It's a fatal mistake. It's a mistake in this world. Torah gives a person Hayim. Hashem is a visionary to straighten out your life in this world, to make sure you avoid all the problems that people get stuck with. To make sure your Hashem, when he, you know, the big difference between any human and the Creator is that when the Creator thinks of a person, he's thinking of the entire person, every brain cell, every issue that a human can have, every kind of emotion, every kind of situation, and he's thinking about also years ahead of every situation that could come up. There are many smart people in the world that can write books and give advice on many areas. Only problem is they are only able to see a certain picture. They don't see the whole picture. So they may solve one problem and they may ruin 10 more. They're helping this way, but they're hurting that way. It's not that they're bad people. They just don't, they have a limited vision. So they help the right side of the brain and they ruin the left side of the brain. They help this relationship, but they hurt that one. No human, no matter how smart he is able to consider the entire human being from the brains to the emotions and to all the situations that will come up in their lives. There's no way a human is able to see all of that. So therefore, all advice that comes from humans, all, and certainly advice that comes from ChatGPT, Hashem Yishmor, anyone who asks these people for advice is literally asking for destruction in their life. You're talking about a totally made up answer to fit the person's desires and fit the likes of the person. They learn you so that they could answer the way you like, so you could be happy with them, so you could be a repeat customer. They never say maybe. It's always absolute. It's never, I don't know. You know, number of times in Torah and in Gemara, Rashi Alav HaShalom, says, Lo yadati pirusho. I don't know what it means. So some ask, if Rashi doesn't know what it means, so what does he have to say? So don't say. If you don't know what it means, don't write anything. And the answer is, because to be a reliable person, you have to know what you don't know. A person who never says, I don't know, you can't rely on whatever he knows. You have to be able to say, I don't know what this is. I don't know the answer. A person who relies on a human intellect, if you rely on advice from another person based on his own knowledge, you are in the hands of someone who is incapable of helping you. You'll say, but I go to ask a rabbi. First of all, make sure you're asking the right rabbi. That's number one. I had a meeting a few days ago with somebody. They had a certain issue, and they asked me how to deal with it. So I'm trying to think of sources from the Torah, where we could learn this, where we could learn that. So I asked him in the interim, tell me, what have you done till now? I was blown away by all the different rabbis they went to ask. Nothing that had to do with wisdom, nothing. Everything that was money-oriented. You understand what that is. They look in the guy's face, he look in the guy's hand, another one looked in his thing, another one blew up his ayin hara, another one. All the different elements. Be careful, you choose a rabbi that gives you the wisdom of Hashem. If you're looking to get a quick fix, you're looking to get a shortcut, you're in the wrong zone to begin with. It's not the rabbi's fault, it's your fault that you have such a mindset that instead of asking the Creator the wisdom that you need to do to fulfill your mission and to get the right results, you're looking to take a shortcut to get somewhere without doing what you're supposed to be doing. The Creator gave wisdom to our people. So if you go to an authentic Talmid Hacham, his job is to give you not his opinion. He's supposed to give you God's opinion. Why is he capable of giving you God's opinion? Because he learns. That's the only reason why someone is a Talmid Hacham. No other reason. Not because he's brilliant. Not because he's even prophets are not necessarily people you go to. They have to be God-fearing people who share with you God's wisdom, which only comes from learning. It could only come from learning God's Torah. There's no other way. So anyway, anyone who goes to a human for their advice, it's really dangerous, A, and B, it's misleading, because you feel you're walking out with something great, and not only that, you tell your friends also, you don't know, I got the greatest advice from this person, it was spot on, but you got to fast forward 10 years before you can know if the advice is spot on. The Creator's advice is perfect because it takes into account everything about the person. Re'eh Hayim, you want a wholesome life that's complete from beginning to end. You want every issue that comes up or maybe will never come up because of something you're doing now. The Creator says, I got this one. And perhaps that's what Rav Yosef was trying to express to his family and to us. You know why he went and told them, I want lamb chops tonight? Why specifically in Hag HaShavuot he wants lamb chops? Because he wanted to express to them that the Torah isn't only about Olam Haba. The Torah is the sweetest olam hazeh. The Torah is living life with lamb chops, without the lamb chops. It's living life with all the pleasures of this world, without having to go to places and to do things that are anti what a person actually is going to succeed with. The Torah is full of halachot and full of rules. And sometimes you could see the sweetness of the Torah. For example, Torah says a person is just got married 1 year, doesn't go to fight in the army. Pasuk says, Lo yetze basava, shana ahad, 1 year. Ki yikach ish isha hadasha, you marry a new woman. Lo yetze basava. No war for this guy. Why? He says, Naki ye lebeto shana ahat. 1 year, he has to be fixated, connected, focused on his marriage. Vesimach et ishto asher lakah. What a beauty. That's not olam haba, that's olam hazeh. Because the beginning of a marriage is very sensitive. To build the foundation of the future of your home is very important. The Jewish people are fighting. There's a war, there's an enemy. Hashem says, 1 second, we got to take care of this guy. His marriage and his future and his life is at stake. He needs to invest in his home and invest in the simha that first year. That's olam hazeh. We have examples like Hazal asking a question. Who would have thought that our holy rabbis, their question is, Ketzad merakdim lifnei hakala? They asked this question. What's the proper way to dance in front of the kala? What is the way you dance that can bring out the most happiness in the kala? What are the words that you say about a kala in front of her hatan? What's the right way to say it? Are you allowed to exaggerate a little bit? Do you have to say it as is? These are all questions they dealt with. Questions that have to do with how we deal with people, how we make people happy, how we build people for now and for the future. Great example is Gemara and Masechet Bava Metziah that talks about two mitzvot. One mitzvah is to help someone unload his donkey. And one is to help him load up his donkey. Two mitzvot in the Torah. So the halakha says that if you have two people, one to help load and one to help unload, you rush to the person that's unloading. Because that person, besides helping him, you're also relieving the animal of the pain of the goods of the load. So you're helping unload the animal and helping the person and the animal. He goes ahead of the guy loading, because there it's only helping him. You're not helping the animal. But says the Gemara, what if you have someone that you love, your good friend, you love the guy, and he is unloading. And you have someone that's called a soneh. You hate him. And the Gemara explains, Tosfot explains, you have good reason to hate him. Someone you're allowed to hate, but you hate him. Says the Gemara, mitzvah besoneh. Mitzvah is you go and you help your soneh, the guy you don't like, help him load the donkey. Your friend unloading is a bigger mitzvah because he's helping his friend and he's helping the donkey. No, says the Torah, in this case, go help the guy you don't like. Why? Gemara says, Kedei lakuf et yitzro. Because I want you to work on self-control. I want you to work on learning how to do for people that you don't like. I want you to learn how to develop love for people that you don't love the way you're supposed to. You're allowed to hate this guy, maybe, but maybe you're hating him too much. Maybe you're hating him for a little more than what you're allowed to hate him for. So even when people
we have that we're allowed to hate them, but there is a limit to how much you're going to hate them.
We're not going to get into that now. It's not important for this discussion. Bottom line, here you see again the Torah is very focused on our well-being. To give us mitzvot, not just for the moment, but to train us in becoming a more loving person. To train us how to eradicate hatred. There are so many people that live with hatred. They hate the whole world. They hate everybody around them. It's a problem. It's part of the human reality that we have sin'ah. We have hatred. So what are you supposed to do? Well, if you have the Torah guiding you from the time you're young, you're not going to have hatred because you've already been trained through the vision of the Creator and all His mitzvot. You already figured out how to love those that need to be loved. And even if there are people that don't need to be loved as much, you also know how much, where's the boundary. The vision of the Creator creates what Hachamim tell us. Talmidei Hachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. Talmidei Hachamim, they increase shalom in this world. Authentic, real Talmidei Hachamim, they increase shalom in the world. How? One might think that they go from door to door. That's what it sounds like. They knock on people's doors. And they make shalom between people. Marbim shalom ba'olam. How do they do it? Like Aharon HaKohen. He went from one person to another to make sure that he could fix their problems. Which is, of course, something that Talmidei Hachamim would do. But it's a little deeper than that. It's not so much that they break up fights. Marbim shalom ba'olam because of their Torah and mitzvot. Why? What does shalom have to do with it? Simple. Because the human nature is, yeah, we get into arguments. We have all kinds of issues with this guy, with that guy. If a person writes down how many issues he has with people, it might be longer than he thinks. Even sometimes small issues, even sometimes things that you don't actually say, but it's in your mind. You're annoyed by this guy. You don't like this guy. You don't remember what this guy did to you 30 years ago. You have all kinds of issues. Anger, hatred. It could start from your own family, from your own parents. You don't hate your parents, but you have certain issues. You have an issue with your grandpa. He didn't leave you enough money on the will. You have all kinds of issues. Everyone's got issues with everybody. That's not shalom. Shalom is when you look at people and you are shalem, you're complete with them. Or you're able to overlook certain things and you may be able to understand many things that don't even need to be overlooked. You just misunderstood them. You looked at something and you judged it and you thought it was a bad thing. Who told you it was a bad thing? So your father didn't give you something. Who told you that your father owes you? You decided that because he didn't give you and you're entitled to it, so therefore there's reason to be upset and to hate. Your whole system is off. You're in the wrong mindset. Who told you your father owes you anything? Where did that come from? You only bought me this car. You only got me this. So the wrong mindset could create problems that don't even exist. And even if problems do exist, wisdom teaches you how to eradicate it, how to push it away. So a person who's a Talmid Hacham, Marbim Shalom, because their relationships all around them, if they're close to 100 people, there's Shalom in those 100. If they're around 1,000 people, there is 1,000 people that have a shalom connection to this Talmid Hacham. Other people, it's not like that. There's a lot of pain, a lot of breaks between this and that. I broke from this one, I broke from this one, I'm not so close to that one, I don't like this one. It's all out there. A lot of broken relationships. Again, broken doesn't have to be shattered completely. There are a lot of broken relationships. A lot of cracks in the windows of relationships. uncomfortable feelings.
Okay, you move on, you do it. In marriages, with children, with parents, with grandparents, with grandchildren, with friends, with...
That's how people live their life. It's not complete. They don't have a complete heart. Yeah.
They're moving along. What can we do? They say, what can we do?
That's how life is. What can we do?
Life is dealing and living with people that you don't like. Is there another choice?
That's what they say. That's in their mindset. What else is there but living in a world where that's how it is?
Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam.
Not because they're going from door to door making peace. They are a peaceful existence with the people around them. Their wisdom and their understanding of everything makes life very, very complete and peaceful. That's what it means. Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam.
This explains the words of David HaMelech. He says in Tehillim, Gam edotecha she'ashuai. David HaMelech understood what we're learning in the last few days. He understood the message of Rabbi Yosef very clearly. His words are Hashem, Gam edotecha she'ashuai. He says, I am loving your mitzvot. I love your Torah. Me, when I have a 10-minute break in my life, I grab the Torah, Shashua. It's like my toy. It's my enjoyment. That's what I play with. That's any minute I have, I love it. I want to learn more. I want to understand you more.
And She'asati, you know what makes me excited about your Torah? You know what makes me excited that every minute I have, if I can, I'm going to learn something. I'm going to get closer to the wisdom of the Torah. You know why? Why? He says, because Anshe Atzati, I understand that your mitzvot, your Torah, are my advisors in life. I have advisors that take me through life every step of the way. They advise me before I even have the question. Before I even come to the question, I already got the solution.
It's also called advice. We think of advice as something people give when there's a problem. But Hashem is the greatest advisor. He gives you advice before there's a problem. That's called advice. That's real advice.
Anshe Atzati, your mitzvot and your Torah, they're my advisors before I even come to ask for advice. They make it that I don't need advice because already the problem has been solved. That's why I'm so excited. I can't get enough of your Torah. I just want more. I want more.
David HaMelech expresses this idea again in the same perek and says, Lule Toratecha Sha'ashuai.
If not that your Torah was this awesome pleasure of mine, if not that I connected to your Torah in the way I do, as avati be'oni, I would have been lost in my suffering. So simply it means that David HaMelech had a lot of suffering. And if not for the Torah, he would have been lost in his suffering. But perhaps a deeper explanation is, as avati be'oni, then I would have been lost in the suffering that I would have had. Not in the suffering that I had. I would have had suffering. I would have been a drug addict. I would have been an alcoholic. I would have been a gambler. I would have been a hateful person. I would have been an angry person. I would have been a person who had a broken marriage. I would have been a person who has not a good relationship with his children. I would have been a terrible father. I would have been a terrible mother. I would have been... That's all called oni. Oni means the pain that I would have had. As avati be'oni. I would have been lost in my suffering. And Baruch Hashem today, I don't have that because I have advisors with me.
That's why Hashem says, Re'eh anochi noten lifnechem hayom beracha uklala. Hashem says, look,
I'm giving you today beracha. I'm giving you the option. You have beracha. You have a life of beracha. Or you have a life of kilala. You have a life that's blessing or a life the opposite of blessing. But he used the word re'eh. Re'eh, look. Really, he should have said the word shema. What's re'eh? Look at what? What should I look at?
What could be?
The answer is, Hashem wants us to look at an authentic Jew, an authentic Torah connected Jew. Got to make sure they're authentic. Like I told you many times, you can't learn Judaism from the Jews. Very often they don't really do it the way they're supposed to. And you say, oh, you see? Here's that. Well, Yossi, what do you see? Study him and you'll understand. He's not the way he's supposed to be. But if you see an authentic Jew, says the creator, Re'eh, look, understand. Could you see what that guy looks like? Could you see what his family and relationships look like? Re'eh, look, it's not so hard to see. Look at the failure and look at the bracha. You could see it. Just open your eyes and see the difference. Don't get excited by the noise. Look and see the real beracha of a person in life. See the long term. Don't just look at the vacation he went on yesterday. Right? See the long term. The long term effect of a Torah life. When you see the long term, the 50 years, the 60 years, the 80 years, the 90 years. When you see the 90 years effect of a Torah life, say, wow, that's a beauty. Gorgeous. And look at the other guy, the guy you went to school with. And he took a different pen. Oh my goodness, what a difference. Re'eh, open your eyes. Open wide. Look for the beracha and the kala. You could see it. Hashem says, you don't have to take my word for it. And you don't have to wait till Olam Haba. Re'eh, look. Just look and you'll see the beracha and you'll see the kalala. And I end with the following. The pasuk says in Mishle, Ki liviyat hen hen l'roshecha. The Torah and its mitzvot, Liviat hen, livya ilavot, means to accompany somebody, to escort. Hen is
beauty,
a certain inner beauty. Ki liviat hen him, this is my Torah and mitzvot. You know what they are? They are something that accompanies you in life and gives you hen, gives you beauty. Leroshecha, to your head. Va'anakim, and they're like beautiful chokers, you know, beautiful gold diamond chokers. Va'anakim legargerotecha, to your neck. What does that mean? It means that the Torah and mitzvot, they make your thoughts clear, leroshecha, and they make your words sensitive. If you could solve that, imagine, right there in the head of the person is where everything happens. Torah doesn't just tell you to do something. It's fixing your mind and fixing your words. You have the Torah that makes your mind pure. Your ideas are clear. Once your brain is clear, once you have chokhmah and wisdom, and then you have your words that come out are the words that are meant to come out. You control yourself and you don't say what you're not supposed to say. You say things with a certain tone, with a certain sensitivity. You solve that problem, you take care of your head from the brain to your mouth, you are going to live with a tremendous amount of success. Ki livyat hen hem l'roshecha. The Torah gives clarity of mind. Va'anakim ve'gergerotecha. And gives beauty, just like the choker gives beauty to the neck. The words of the person give beauty to his life. This is the Torah and mitzvot. And this is how Rav Yosef wanted to strengthen us to realize that the Torah is the vision for this world to create a great physical life. The more a person connects to the Torah, the more mitzvot that we connect to, the more that we're able to commit ourselves to the Torah of the Creator, the more we will see the beauty and the results that come out. How come not everybody sees it? That's the question. So tomorrow, Be'ezrat Hashem, we're going to deal with a very fundamental point. Why, even as we sit in a class like this, still there might be a holdup in this. It's very obvious what we're talking about. It's not very deep. It's very simple. The Creator of the world knows everything about me, knows everything about the world. He has a vision ahead. He gave me the instructions. Everything is going to be considered by every instruction. Life will be perfect the way it's supposed to be if I just connect myself to the Creator's advice. Very simple. But even with all of that, there might be something that holds a person back and not allow them to jump into this unbelievable existence. Tomorrow, Be'ezrat Hashem, we're going to discuss one of the major obstacles that block a person from getting Chaim, getting real beautiful life in this world through the vision of the Creator and His Torah. Tomorrow we'll discuss it. Be'ezrat Hashem, have a good day.